From KALW News in San Francisco, this is Cross Currents. Context, culture, and connection from around the Bay Area.
Elmwood, Berkeley.
I live in the Haight.
North-ish, Oakland.
I live in the Western Addition.
Lake Merritt.
The Twin Peaks.
I'm from the Outer Sunset, and I love it.
Coming up, we'll explore San Francisco's new family leave policy.
As a parent, you have that right to be with your babies and draw down this benefit.
And we'll meet a family that's hoping to benefit from the policy.
There's no way we'd be able to afford double the childcare expense, you know, on top of, you know, paying our mortgage and putting food on the table.
Plus, how inmates at San Quentin Prison show support for life on the outside.
To all the other breast cancer survivors and people who are fighting it right now, you have men in prison that are with you.
And we're with you. It's Cross Currents. Stay tuned. Today's the first day of the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. Since the Republicans had their convention last week, polls have shown a little boost for Donald Trump. In fact, Trump now leads by a few percentage points in several major polls. Reporter Lisa Cantrell has been talking to local voters. Here's what Bill Manson from Woodland, California, had to say.
Can you tell me how you're feeling about the convention? So the Republican convention that just happened, how do you feel about that?
Well, I didn't watch all of it, but I feel pretty optimistic about the convention itself.
Okay. And how are you feeling about Trump?
I think he's a better alternative to Hillary Clinton. I think she just comes from the Democratic side and extremely liberal, and she lies a lot.
And how are you feeling in terms of all the pushback that Trump is now getting about that he might be slightly racist or sexist? How do you feel about that?
That's concerning, but his kids seem to be very positive about him, and I don't know if that's just all a ploy of his to get nominated.
Yeah, cool. And how are you feeling about just the party in general, the state of the party, the Republican Party?
The Republican Party. It's concerning. It seems like the Republican Party has shifted its way towards the middle now compared to conservative.
And here's Tom Foster from Davis.
And how do you feel about the Republican convention that's been happening?
It's a carnival. It's a circus. I mean, not that I had any great affection for the Republican Party. I mean, just to be blatant about it, but it's with Trump at the head of it and the attempt to polarize Americans against everybody that has any difference and doesn't see the same ideology. I hate that. We should be coming together as a country. We shouldn't be, you know, posturing, warmongering, promoting nationalist ideas when we really should be focusing on community growth. And our communities are diverse, and we can't alienate people. So that's been very frustrating to see how that's affected other parts of the country and just the general division that's being created.
Those were the voices of Bill Manson from Woodland and Tom Foster from Davis, California. And we want to know what you think of the presidential politics. Leave us a message on our tip line at 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. And you may hear your voice on the air. You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Rents and cost of living in the Bay Area are still on the rise, but San Francisco families will start seeing some relief. The city has a new family leave law that'll come into effect in January 2017. The new law will guarantee parents 6 weeks off with full pay while they're home with a new child. That's a big departure from current policy. Right now, you get the same amount of time off, but with only 55% of your pay. That part's covered by state disability insurance, and when the new law takes effect, employers will cover the rest. A year ago, KALW's Lisa Bartfy visited a family with a new baby to see how they were making ends meet. Now that same family is expecting their second child. Bartfy went back to the family to see how this new law will affect their lives.
It's been close to a year since I met up with my friends Emily Yip and Chen Yu Wong to talk about parental leave. They had a new baby son and a tricky financial situation. Wong was going through a stretch of temporary jobs, mostly contract gigs.
So I had no paternity leave at all.
And Yip, who's a family lawyer, missed out on a couple of weeks of leave because the information she got was so unclear and confusing.
You know, I usually am pretty good at reading forms and information and gleaning what I need to from it, but I just, you know, it just wasn't said in plain English what I would be, you know, eligible for, so.
But things have changed since last time. Baby Ryan is now a chatty toddler with a passion for garbage trucks and singing happy birthday at random times. And Wong has a new permanent job in San Francisco, so both parents are working full-time while Ryan is in daycare.
Sandwich.
Yeah, Mama's gonna eat a sandwich.
No, my sandwich.
The situation will change again when their second baby arrives in late July. So Yip says they've learned some things along the way.
I think that, you know, I have a better sense of how to use or leverage my EDD benefits and also vacation benefits from work. But I think also I'll be more ready to go back to work after 3 months. It'll be a relief.
Like she did before, Yip has cobbled together vacation time and state benefits to get 3 months off, and she'll receive partial pay for most of that time.
The only thing different is that we're going to wait for January 1st for him to take his leave so he can have full-time pay, at least for those 6 weeks through paid family bonding leave.
Yip is talking about the new paid parental leave ordinance in San Francisco, which gives eligible workers full pay while they're home with the baby. Her husband Wong is eligible, so he will get his entire salary for 6 weeks. This will make it a lot easier for them financially. But there's a catch. The law doesn't come into effect till next year, and the baby is due in July. That leaves them with a two-month gap after Yip goes back to work.
And honestly, we're just kind of flying by the seat of our pants. I know it's going to be expensive.
They have to figure out childcare for the newborn and daycare for their toddler for the time in between. And that's more than they can afford. Luckily, Yip's parents are retired and can help with the baby.
There's no way we'd be able to afford double the childcare expense, you know, on top of, you know, paying our mortgage and putting food on the table.
Ryan, get another book.
What? What? I'm about to go.
Wong and Yip share baby duties as evenly as they can. Tonight is Wong's turn to put Ryan to bed.
It was a damp and drizzly Sunday morning in Dozer and in Chica's neighborhood.
Wong says bonding with his new child is his top priority. He's grateful for the new law, but still uneasy about taking advantage of it.
Any time that I take off might be burdensome to my coworkers, so try to figure out how to balance that as best I can so that they don't feel like I've completely abandoned them.
And he says these conflicts between work and family won't end when he returns to work.
Looking forward, there's a lot of things that are going to be difficult, like what do we do after the children are out of school, let's say like 3 o'clock. Do we have to come back early from work? Who knew what delicious smells last night's rain washed in? Who knew what treasures the storm blew into the yard?
The new SF law makes it easier for parents to be with a newborn, but it doesn't solve the fundamental problems of childcare that parents struggle with. Yip and Wong are among the lucky ones who are covered by the new law and enjoy family support. But they're still looking for something that can help them balance work and family life in the years to come. In Alameda, I'm Lisa Bartfy for Cross Currents.
This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. San Francisco's new paid parental leave ordinance is a big success for families and their advocates. It'll go into effect in January for businesses with 50 or more employees. Smaller businesses will have an additional year to catch up. Officials say the law is primarily meant to help parents in the lowest income brackets, those who can't survive on the half salary the city currently provides. But not everyone is covered by the new policy. To qualify, you have to be working in San Francisco for at least 8 hours a week at the same place for the past 6 months. Maria Sue is the executive director of the City Department of Children, Youth, and Their Families. I sat down with her and asked first why the law is so specific about which workers it covers.
Right. So it's balancing the business need. So we want to make sure that our small businesses are going to be viable and can also survive in San Francisco. But at the same time, we want to make sure that families who choose this option to stay home and be with their babies will also have resources to help them be able to stay home. Lots and lots of research have shown that parents who stay home and have the opportunity, both moms and dads stay home and have the opportunities to bond with their babies, have just healthier and happier babies. And moms who stay home with their babies and nurse their babies have much healthier babies. And as a goal for the city, we just want all of our children to be healthy and happy and thrive. And what other way than to make sure that those first couple of weeks and months that babies get to really build that strong attachment to their parents.
This place is expensive for all of us to live in, but it seems like it's becoming even more expensive, for a business owner who runs that small business who feels like he might have to get run out of town. What are they saying and what do you say to them? Because many are frankly saying that it's far too expensive for them to pay 45% of someone's salary when they're not working and making money for the company. And I kind of hear that part, too.
Yeah, so I do know that parents who spend time with their babies in those first couple of weeks or months come back more invigorated and actually more relaxed and be able to focus on their work because they were able to spend those very valuable moments with their babies. We also know that moms particularly, but parents feel that with the support of their employers for allowing them to do this, there's a sense of loyalty that employees have. And so as a result, they would stay longer in their job. And we know that when we have really great employees that stay in their jobs for a longer time, we benefit from their expertise and benefit from their skills. So a lot of small businesses or businesses in general would not have to retrain and go through the hiring process, which of course is very expensive. So in the long run, we truly believe that this allows businesses to retain high quality employees and to keep their costs down.
Mm-hmm. What stories are you hearing from parents that you come in contact with at the San Francisco Department of Children, Youth, and their families, the folks who don't get 6 weeks of fully paid parental leave?
Well, we work primarily with nonprofit agencies that provide services to children and families. And so anecdotal stories that we're hearing of families who don't have the opportunity to take these benefits are families who are stressed. They have to work multiple jobs because they can't afford to take time off, or families who are worried that their employers won't allow this to happen. I think this means for us that we need to educate our families better and let them know that there is this benefit out there for them. And we need to make sure that all of our employers understand, particularly the ones, of course, the ones who have 50 or more employees, that this is a benefit that now San Francisco is making sure that all small businesses have to adhere to.
So in the story we just heard about a family expecting their second child, there's a man who describes this pressure not to take the 6 weeks of fully paid leave that he's entitled to. He says he feels like he's abandoning his coworkers, leaving them with a lot of extra work to do. What do you think we can do
to change these attitudes that still happen, that still exist about taking, you know, dad's time off, you know, like dads taking time off to be with their kids and the importance of that.
Yeah, the one thing I can say is that we as a American culture need to change that. We need to make sure that everyone understands it is their right as a parent to spend as much time as possible with their children, because in the long run, you have healthier, happier babies if you spend those first several weeks or months with your baby to build that bond and attachment. There's been research after research after research of the importance actually of the first 3 years of life. And parents spending as much time as possible with their babies during that time. And it's just, I think it's about us making sure that everyone understands as a parent, you have that right to be with your babies and draw down this benefit.
That's Maria Sue, Executive Director of the City Department of Children, Youth, and Their Families. You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Over the weekend, there was a big walkathon to fundraise for breast cancer awareness. Maybe you noticed billboards around the Bay Area announcing it, 39 miles in 2 days. Well, guess what? Inmates inside San Quentin State Prison are walking too.
The San Quentin Prison Report.
Bringing you hidden stories from life inside.
In order to make something grow, you got to own a little dirt.
You don't tell. You see what goes on?
Because I like to be free. I like to move about the land.
You can hear a pin drop.
For the past 6 years, inmates and staff at San Quentin have held their own breast cancer awareness walkathon, and they've raised over $40,000 for the Avon Breast Cancer Foundation. San Quentin Prison Report producer Erlon Woods brings us this story about why they walk.
As prisoners, we can only do so much to help, you know, the women who are dealing with breast cancer. So why not make a song that furthers their cause?
Say 39 miles, 2 days walking. Mercy, mercy me, what's going on? Marvin, cancer is a fight, we gotta train.
I'm Dr. Tutel. I'm the chief medical executive. In 2010, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and once the inmates found out that I had gone through this diagnosis and treatment and recovery, they asked me to be the chief sponsor of the Breast Cancer Walk.
Friends, come and take a walk with me. I say, go, girl. Take a walk with me.
My name is Frankie Smith. I think the Cancer Walk is a special day like so many days in San Quentin. So many of the things that we do that stand out.
I was very surprised that there was a breast cancer walk when I learned about it. I thought that it was something that felt very distant from the lives of the guys here.
My name is Antoine Williams, and walking in a prison where there's lieutenants, wardens, captains, all on the same yard during the same event for a common goal like breast cancer is amazing. It gives people a chance to connect on a human level, not because of status or past traumas, but to really see that we're all here for one goal, and that's to stop breast cancer.
I say left foot, right foot, left foot, right.
Come on.
Once you start talking to the men, you realize that they're affected by breast cancer. And in some ways, it's even more heart-wrenching than if they were on the outside, because they know that their sisters and mothers and wives and daughters are being diagnosed with this illness, and they can't take care of them. They can't be there. They can't drive them to the doctor's appointments or help them while they're vomiting after chemotherapy.
What made me want to get involved with the breast cancer event here at San Quentin, my grandmother is a survivor of breast cancer. My mother had a scare, and I know that it's hard. It was hard on my family.
And I just wanted to do something that really was me giving myself.
Well, I think supporting a good cause gives me some type of self-satisfaction. And I'm proud to be out there and walking with guys and the free people from the outside and showing that this is a very important thing that we have to tackle and find a cure for this. Don't take that life away. We're going to find an answer. I walk until my feet
bleed, the tears cure the cancer. SQ Monument. To all the other breast cancer survivors and people who are fighting it right now, you have men in prison that are with you. You may not see it or even be aware of it, but we're in here. We're walking with you. We haven't forgot about you. We care. Come on, take a walk with me.
I say, go, girl. Take a walk with me. It costs the men $5 to participate in the walk for the weekend, and the men make between 25 and 32 cents an hour. And often you'll meet the men who are actually saving money to send home. So $5 is a lot of money to them. And I estimated on one of the last walks that people were saving money from 20 hours of work to be able to pay for one weekend of walking.
Left foot, right foot, left foot, right. I walk all day, I walk all night. I say left foot, right foot, left foot, right.
Come on.
Just walk. I say left foot, right foot, left foot, right.
That piece was produced by San Quentin Prison Report's Erlon Woods. San Quentin Prison Report is a project between KALW, San Quentin Reporters, and producer Nigel Poor. You can listen to other stories at KALW.org. Click Cross Currents. And while you're on our website, you might want to get your tickets for KALW's 75th anniversary concert. It's 8 p.m. Thursday, August 4th at the Norse Theater in San Francisco, and it will feature the Kronos Quartet and Bruce Coburn. We hope you'll join us for the celebration of KALW through music, creativity, and, of course, you. We always love your presence because we're listener-supported public radio. I say go, girl, just walk. Our team includes Lisa Cantrell, Leela Day, Angela Johnston, Jurgen Klemm, Allison Levitsky, James Roland, Stephen Short, Judy Silber, and Syra Trejo. Today's show was engineered by Chris Hoff. The line producer was Liza Veal. Our managing editor is Jen Chien. Managing producer is Julie Kane. Ben Trefney is our news director. Our theme music is by the John Santos Quintet. This is singer-songwriter Joe Bagali. He'll be at this year's Yerba Buena Gardens Festival on Thursday, starting at 12:30 in the afternoon, and it's all free. For Cross Currents, I'm Hana Baba.
12 months have passed since your smile was met on a doorstep into my life, baby. Oh Lord, my luck amazes me. You're like a blue and green sunshine, something rare to see. It's a melody I long to ride, babe.